be for private use. The applicants live adjacent to the site and intend to use it for their personal use. The applicant stated that the FAA has approved the airfield. The use is authorized in an agricultural preservation district where this is located. The use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. No parties appeared in opposition to this application, and several people present were in support of it. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to a private airport as permitted in the Agricultural Preservation District under Title III, Section 909 of the Delaware Code. No chemicals associated with aerial spraying operations shall be stored on the site. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2055, Jeffrey Allen Corman and Molly Murphy Corman, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2056, Reynold E. Garcia.
Mr. Chairman, considering CU 2056, Reynold E. Garcia, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2056, Reynold E. Garcia, to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1806, WYWJ Ventures, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, on change of zone number 1806, WYWJ Ventures, LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1806, WYWJ Ventures, LLC, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1807, WYWJ Ventures, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, on change of zone number 1807,
what's the matter?
You have a motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong one.
Go ahead.
No, I was looking at the wrong one.
WJ Ventures, LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1807, WYWJ Ventures, LLC, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1808. William T. Payton III.
I thought that Mr. Ross was trying to jump in on me. I was confused as to the numbers.
This is what old age.
He would
retirement.
Do a thing like that, right. Especially on your last night.
You got 10 more minutes, Mike.
Right.
Well, keep the brain cells functioning here.
I've carefully considered this application, and I have a motion prepared.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1808 for William Payton III. For a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property has frontage on Route 9 in the area of other commercial and business zonings and uses, including retail, convenience store with gas pumps, a warehouse, contracting, and truck repair. It is also directly across from properties that are zoned CR1, and this is an appropriate location for CR1 zoning. The application will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, area roadways, or the neighborhood. The property is located in a developing area. According to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, CR1 zoning is appropriate zoning classification in a developing area according to the plan. The property is currently used for business purposes, and this rezoning will make the zoning consistent with the historical use of the property. It has been the subject of two previously approved conditional uses. The applicant is considering additional uses for portions of the property that are not utilized or are underutilized. And a change of zone to CR1 will permit the applicant to more fully utilize the entire property commercially without having to apply for additional conditional uses. No parties appeared in opposition to the application, and CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping, personal miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. This application satisfies all those factors.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion. I can make up some more stuff if you need more time.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1808, William T. Peden III, and that's the third pronunciation of that name this evening, variant. I'm not sure which one's right, and I have my apologies to Mr. William. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that concludes our agenda, so let's refer back to Americana Bayside Shoals at Sun Ridge, because I see that Mr. Vandeweghe has emerged from his search, and the verdict is...
I did not find the file at the moment.
Oh, my God.
But I actually found the minutes, and the minutes just call it Condition A.
Yeah.
From the county council meeting, it is Condition A.
We can refer to it as Condition A, and if it comes to light that it is something other than Condition A, you can come back and bring it back, and we'll fix it. Not like we've ever done that before.
That's a good mistake.
Yeah, well, you know.
Never.
Mr. Chairman, consider Americana Bayside Shoals at Sun Ridge, a.k.a. the Knox property, request to amend Condition A is for approval.
Are you saying what they're changing it to?
The number of units from...
58 duplexes and 39 single-family dwellings?
Or a total of 97.
A total of 97. And what is the breakdown?
58 duplexes and 39 single, 32.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait,
what are
39.
The
58 and 39. Duplexes.
All right.
39 single-family.
29 duplexes because there's times two.
Hush. Right? Hush.
That's
for a total of 97.
My motion is to change Condition A to a total of 97, with the makeup being 58 duplexes and 39 singles.
That's it. It's dying for the lack of a second.
It works so hard.
Second.
Okay, there we go. It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend the condition of approval for Americana Bayside Shoals at Sun Ridge, that condition specifically being Condition A, to be amended to allow 58 duplexes and 39 single-family residences. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening, but before we adjourn, I think we should... give everyone an opportunity here to perhaps make a parting comment to our colleague Mr. Johnson. I'll be happy to start to just say that it's been a great privilege and honor to work with you, Mike. You are without a doubt the hardest working commissioner that I have ever served with, and I have been here for a few years, as you know. So. Your efforts are going to be missed, and whoever comes along after you has an incredibly large pair of shoes to fill. Thank you for all your efforts on behalf of the citizens of Sussex County.
Thanks, Bob.
Indeed.
I am going to say pretty much the same thing. It's been a real pleasure sitting right next to you, and you've had the hot ball for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't bitch.
Not till the end.
Not till the end.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Make an upset. I mean, you didn't shuck any of the responsibility. You took all. You took the real hot cases and you dove into them. And you know, I've sold my sticky note stock and
made a tidy profit.
It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed our friendship. And I hope you stay.
Thanks, Randy.
I'm with you, Lappy.
Mr. Johnson, I echo those sentiments exactly. It's been a dear honor to serve with you. I've enjoyed the times we've agreed. and the times when we haven't as much, because it's fun to banter with you. You're pretty sharp on the uptake. You can feel free to move into Rodney's old venue in Bethany. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you never know. I mean, you just swap around or move into Lewis and see what happens there. You know, I think Rodney's moved into Rehoboth. You know, so actually,
you never know. He might come back.
You know, he might come back. You know, I don't know. Just keep swapping houses until we get you all back in here. You
know? There you go.
But don't feel free to, you know, stop in, sit in the back of the room, heckle a little bit. As long as you do it quietly, because the chairman will throw you out. If you
don't. I've learned how to talk softly.
Yeah.
Better.
Thanks for letting me serve with you, sir. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure, Marty.
Well, I've only been here a couple of months, but I've already learned a lot from you, and thank you very much. You're a great man.
As long as you don't take it out on my son-in-law.
I will.
I would say, besides Lawrence and Bob, I'm shockingly the one who's been here the third longest, which is crazy. I mean, not as a commissioner, obviously, but working with the commissioner.
Yeah.
What's going to be really strange is that whole time there's been a Johnson that's been sitting in that seat, you know, whether it was Leighton or Mike.
16 years.
So yeah. That's right. You know,
that's
so.
True. Did he sit in that chair?
He did.
He did.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did.
So that's going to be.
So wet.
Well, that took the steam out of what I was going to say. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
order. Yeah. Order. Maybe it's a good thing there's not one that's sitting there anymore. I don't know. But I also say this, in all seriousness, Mike is probably, I mean, everybody takes the job seriously and everybody is tough on scrutinizing applications. But to echo what Bob has said, Mike certainly has been one of the hardest working and probably one of the toughest commissioners for applicants to deal with. But I think a testament to how good a job he's done is every applicant and engineer and lawyer and everybody who we see a lot respects him, you know? I mean, you don't, you know, I end up talking a lot to these folks outside of this forum, you know, when they call with questions. And, you know, I got to say that it's, you know, everybody has the utmost respect for you, Mike. You know, even if you, you know, can an application, you make them put sidewalks all over the place or do whatever.
Basketball courts, bocce ball courts.
Yeah. And
paved multi-sport courts.
Yeah, you know, all that stuff. They still hold you in the utmost respect. So I think that really shows how good a job you've done. So, yeah.
Good. I just hope someone will carry the banner of sidewalks and streetlights for the Johnsons.
And I had the pleasure of putting up with his father and Michael,
yep,
as Vince did, and it was a great trip.
Yeah, it's been a road show,
it's been for sure.
It's
been a wild ride.
The only thing I messed up on, I didn't get stock in Post-it notes.
That's true.
I really should have done that, because I've talked about that several times. Yeah, it's been a pleasure working with Mike and his father both. I don't know what else to say. Everybody's really nailed it pretty well.
Lawrence, I can say that I found more sub shops riding around with you than I knew existed in Sussex County. There wasn't any area of this county that we covered in the beginning that I couldn't find.
In years past, we had some of the commissioners, I don't know, but staff took some of the commissioners out for a ride and showed them where all the site was. Every 2 weeks, we showed them where they were so they could review them. Mike and his dad weren't too bad. Mr. Allen and Mr. Lynch together, that was a real trip, because Mr. Allen would drive and it would be entertaining. And Mr. Smith's father would always ask me how many miles we went so he could put it on his taxes. But it's been a pleasure. It really has been working with me.
Sure has been, Lawrence.
I would just like to say thank you. It's been a privilege being able to provide support to all the planning commissions, but especially, you know, Mr. Johnson, you've always done a lot of work, had a lot of applications. And if you're concerned about the Post-it note issue, I have stock in Post-it notes. So I will take up the banner for you. But thank you for all your hard work on the commission.
Thank you.
Again, I have not known you for more than a couple months, but I am very impressed with your dedication and knowledge you know, for the service that you render. And probably should thank your family for letting you get away with all those night meetings and time away from home.
And all my business clients.
But thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else, anyone in the public who would like to make a comment?
I'll make a comment if I can.
You may.
I would like to thank Mr. Johnson that now I can come in here and lose a little sweat. But I'd like to thank all of you as well. I know it's not easy up there. And I think anyone's doing anything for Sussex County is a great thing. I know he's been doing it a long time. I'm sure there's no one to fill your shoes, but is there any insight on who's filling your seat?
I gave council 2 months' notice. I haven't heard, anything back in terms of potential, but
the only thing I've heard, it's in the works. That's all.
It's in the works.
We'll probably be the last to know. So you tell us when. Tell us when you find out.
The last one, we read it in the newspaper.
That's right.
Now, the last one, I read it in the newspaper. That's how I found out. I'm just the chairman here. All right then. Well, Mr. Johnson, I would like you, as your last act, to adjourn our meeting for us this evening, if you would.
I never got to do that, did I?
Well, you are right now.
Even though I was vice chairman for 1 year,
I know,
when I wasn't,
and I never missed a meeting
when I wasn't reappointed.
That's right. Well, that was a statement in itself, if you'll recall.
I do recall.
For those of you who weren't here, Mr. Johnson's appointment, for some strange and mysterious reason, had been delayed. So we felt that as a commission, we would perhaps send a message, and we elected him vice chairman. Even though he was not appointed, he was serving unappointed.
Bob never missed a meeting.
For good reason. Well, for good reason.
There was that.
There was good reason.
But you're getting your first chance next time. That's right. I will not be here for the meeting on the 8th. I miss about one a year, and this is my one this year. So,
with that being said, Mr. Chairman, meeting adjourned.